Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, June 2nd, I hope you're well. Coming up, Russia carries out overnight attacks on Ukraine and...
You know, age-old cry of when a man does something wrong, well, the woman must have known about it.
Nicola Sturgeon's estranged husband is due in court. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, nine people have been killed and dozens are wounded after Russia carried out a major series of attacks across Ukraine during the night. Kyiv's mayor says it's likely more people are trapped in the rubble of a collapsed apartment block, while cities like Dnipro and Kharkiv have also been targeted. President Zelensky had warned about a possible major assault last night. Donald Trump says he's unconcerned by reports Iran has suspended peace talks with the US, saying he couldn't care less if negotiations are over. The US president made the comments as Iran threatened to block the Strait of Hormuz and warned of consequences over Israeli military operations in Lebanon. However, Mr. Trump later insisted talks with Tehran are continuing and claimed Hezbollah had agreed to stop attacks on Israel. Gardaí are investigating the deaths of two young men following separate violent incidents in Dublin over the bank holiday weekend. A man in his 30s died after trying to escape an assault by swimming across the River Liffey from Island Bridge to Chapel Izzet on Saturday night. In a separate incident, a man in his 20s died after being discovered with serious injuries just off Grafton Street in the early hours of yesterday morning. Labour's Dublin spokesperson, MEP Eoin Reardon, says violent attacks like these are a clear sign of the deterioration and neglect of Dublin.
Unfortunately, Dublin appears to be in almost terminal decline. I mean, I don't like admitting this or saying these things because I'm a proud Dub, and most people who live in Dublin are extremely proud of their city. But unfortunately, there are many people who feel unsafe in the city centre. They feel as if there's an edge to it, that it's gone into a serious decline, a sense of decay, a sense of dereliction, and a sense that antisocial behaviour is taking over.
In Scotland, former SNP chief executive Peter Murrell will appear in court later for a hearing after admitting embezzling £400,000 from the party. He used the money to pay for things like cars and a motorhome. Speaking last week, his estranged wife, former Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon, insisted she had no knowledge of his crimes.
My picture's been on more front pages in Scotland this week than my former husband's has, and I don't think that is right. The old, you know, age-old cry of when a man does something wrong, well, the woman must have known about it. Somehow it's her fault.
Three out of four people who socialise in Dublin support later opening hours for nightclubs and late bars. A survey by the Licensed Vintners Association found 76% would back a new licence allowing nightclubs to stay open until 4:30 a.m. Almost 8 in 10 people aged between 18 and 34 support the move. The LVA's Donal O'Keefe says the government should introduce the licensing changes to bring us in line with other European cities.
We saw overwhelming support for the concept of a nightclub trading to 4:30 a.m. among our customers. The government have promised this in the sale of alcohol bill, which has been in gestation now since 2022. That bill is included in the programme for government, and we're now calling on the Minister for Justice and the government to bring forward that bill and enact it.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses and camera footage following violent clashes at a cemetery in Portlaoise over the weekend. Four people have been before the courts after 50 people were involved in a brawl during the blessing of the graves at St. Peter and Paul Cemetery on the Stradbally Road on Sunday. Garda public order units had to be called in to restore calm after knives were brandished and two people were injured. Independent councillor Caroline Duane Stanley was helping at the main gates at the blessings of the graves when the trouble erupted.
It was just mayhem, absolute mayhem, what was going on in the graveyard. There was knives drawn, there was all kinds of antics. One man had his hand held to the side of his neck where there was blood pumping out of the side of his neck, and we asked him what had happened. He said he had been stabbed and we beckoned him to go down around the corner to the hospital.
Motorists are increasingly turning away from diesel vehicles. New figures from Dundeel Cars show searches for diesels have fallen by 21% over the past year. Interest in electric vehicles has surged by 94%. Petrol searches were up 9%, while interest in hybrid vehicles remained stable. Paddy Cumman, head of content with Dundeel, says there's a shift in demand driven by falling EV prices and improvements to the charging infrastructure.
The car technology has got better, so the batteries are getting bigger and it's less of an issue if there's not a huge amount of public chargers. The public chargers are in Ireland are pretty decent, but most people will charge at home. But battery tech has got to a stage where cars now are habitually doing 300 or 400 kilometres on a full charge, sometimes more, and that's a decent level for people.
In entertainment news, Susan Boyle has released her surprise new musical collaboration, promising fans she's not done yet. The former Britain's Got Talent star teased her comeback on social media. She sings Just One Cornetto in a dance remix. And in sport, in Gaelic Games, the draw will take place this morning for the second round of the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship. Round 2A will see the winners of the opening round games drawn against each other with home advantage to the first team out of the bowl. Those teams are Westmeath, Armagh, Louth, Mayo, Galway, Tyrone, Cork and Donegal. Reigning All-Ireland champions Kerry are among the teams in the bowl for round 2B. Their potential opponents are Meath, Kildare, Roscommon, Cavan, Derry, Dublin and Monaghan. The winners of the 2A matches will go directly to the quarterfinals. The losers in 2A will be paired against the winning teams from round 2B. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.